This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The latest national numbers on retail sales paint a tough picture for the industry. The U.S. Commerce Department reported a historic 16% drop in sales between March and April. So how are Wisconsin's small retailers doing, many of which are starting to reopen? WPR's Rachel Vasquez recently talked to a few to find out.
When Angie Kaminsky knew she had to close her store in March, she started working on a plan B fast.
Oh boy. So I quickly kind of was trying to think of ways to, you know, keep my business afloat during those times and safe ways that I could still sell inventory.
She runs a small women's consignment store in Superior called Angie's Closet. And for her, doing nothing wasn't an option.
There was no way. I have a mortgage. I have, you know, utilities. I own my building, so I definitely had to do something.
So she started trying curbside pickup. She'd post pictures of outfits on Facebook or Instagram, and when someone wanted to buy something, they had a whole new system.
So I'd just meet them out at the curb and throw it in their car, but set it in their seat, and then I had a little bucket that I would have them put the money in, and I would take it that in and sanitize it.
But now Angie's Closet and many other retail stores across the state are slowly reopening to in-person shoppers, and they're facing two new realities: more costs for their businesses to operate safely, and uncertainty about whether they'll get as many customers as they did before.
Well, the biggest thing I think is the hand sanitizer, having to provide the hand sanitizer and cleaning products. That adds up. I can see that I'm going to go through a lot of hand sanitizer.
That's Kathy Cooter. She co-owns a set of six small gift shops with her husband on their farm in Cashton, about 30 miles outside of Toma. Each of those six gift shops are separate little buildings that now need hand sanitizer. That's $60. And extra cleaning supplies to wipe each of them down more often.
And as we get busier, hopefully busier, throughout the season, I think it's going to be crucial that I hire an employee to actually help keep the social distancing to where it needs to be, to make sure that there are not too many people in each of the buildings, that sort of thing. And I really cannot afford to hire someone, so I'm not sure how that's all going to play out.
Both Cooter and Kaminsky were able to get some local or federal aid, and they say every little bit helps. But their businesses thrive with foot traffic, and that's especially true of small retailers. Hart Posen is a retail expert at the Wisconsin Business School at UW-Madison, and he says small retail shops rely on those in-person shoppers a lot, in part because many of them don't have big online operations, and setting them up can be expensive.
It costs the same to have that great web presence, whether you've got one physical retail location or 30 physical retail locations.
New survey results from the National Bureau of Economic Research shows that small businesses are some of the most financially fragile, with about 3/4 of the businesses surveyed saying they only had enough cash on hand to cover 2 months of expenses or less. Tessa Conroy specializes in regional economic development at UW-Madison. She says it's a risky time for small businesses.
I definitely think that we're at risk of losing, you know, a number of businesses, including retail. I think it's just a really difficult time period. Consumers are spending, you know, a little less in some areas than they were, or a lot less in some areas than they were.
For now, local retailers are seeing support from loyal customers and their community. Cooter says a local group recently raised money to buy gift certificates from her gift shop and other local businesses. Support Cooter says she's blessed to have that as retailers across the state wait for their customers to come back. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.